Your breakthrough is a testimony that will encourage other people. It's also something that you can say, I remember when. I remember when God did this. I remember when God did that. Hallelujah. I actually got a really good story to tell you. I was praying about what to do today, what the Lord wants to share, and I just want to tell you a story because I really think it's going to encourage you greatly. My friend Tony Thompson from Glory City, Atlanta, who knows Pastor Tony? We have been friends for probably 20 years now. He calls me his spiritual mum, but he's also the senior leader of Glory City Church Atlanta. It's an extraordinary miracle meeting ministry, in that he has a gift of faith that I haven't seen before, and they are seeing extraordinary miracles, tumors, people passing the tumors after they get prayer, and then having the scans to show they've been completely healed, remarkable miracles, creative miracles where people are getting organs that they didn't have, like really extraordinary things. But a few years ago, we had Pastor Tony came out. He was out for one of our conferences. And on the plane on the way over, he was feeling really unwell and feeling really tight in his chest. And he arrived and he was staying with my mum and stepdad, and we were having a lunch, and he just wasn't well. He looked really unwell, and I said, "Are you okay?" Because I don't know, I feel really unwell, which is just not like Tony. He's just a man of faith, and he just was really not looking good. So I got Emily to take his blood pressure. Emily's a nurse, and she said, "You need to go to hospital now." We'll pray for you, but you need to go to the hospital now. It was just ridiculously high. So we took him to the hospital and they did some tests and they said, you need to go and talk to your doctor at home in America, and because we're concerned something serious is happening. And so when he got home, God bless him, he just pushed through and he preached for us and did great. You wouldn't have known. But he went home and he did go to the doctor. I think he hardly ever went to the doctor because he never got sick. But he did go because his wife insisted. And yeah, good wife. Hallelujah. We love you, Kathy Thompson. Praise the Lord. And they did some scans. And they came back with some pretty scary news. They said, Tony, we found three tumors in your lung. We found one 12 centimeter one, that's a big tumor, a 10 centimeter one, and a 4 centimeter one. And we need to start treatment straight away. His mum had been a chain smoker and, you know, smoke in the car and the house, and he'd just taken in some, you know, a lot of passive smoke when he was younger. They don't really know what the cause was, but it was serious. If you can imagine tumors that size in a lung, and it was a terrible shock. If you've ever seen Pastor Tony, he looks like, you know, I don't know what he looks like. He's like Captain America. He's just like, he's a big lad, and looks as fit as a fiddle. But there he was, and he was in the office, and the doctor would come and go, and then these other people would come and talk to him and say, you know, how are you feeling about this? And he sort of realized he was having psychological evaluations on how he's going to go with treatment. And he's like, hang on, I'm not ready for any of that. He said, I need some time to go and talk to the Lord. And so the doctor came back in and said, well, look, you need to understand, this is very serious. We need to not delay. This is very serious. And he said, can you give me 2 months? And she said, I've never had anybody with three tumors that size ask me to wait 2 months, she said, are you really sure about that? He goes, I need to talk to the Lord. I need some time. So she said, got him to sign a whole bunch of waivers and said, all right. And this is just his story. He went home, told his wife, he called me, told me, but he didn't tell anybody else. And he just decided, okay, I'm going to talk to the Lord. And he began to speak to the Father and say, he knew well enough to know, I'm not going to try and ask him why, because why doesn't really lead to anywhere good. He said, I'm going to ask him what? What would you have me do? Because he thought about Saul, he thought about David when he was running from he was rejected by Saul, he was rejected by the Philistines, and then at Ziklag came back to discover the city burned and all the wives and children abducted. And the men were trying to stone him. And David went to the Lord, sought the Lord, encouraged himself in the Lord, and then said to the Lord, what would you have me do? So he is like, okay, Lord, what would you have me do? And the Lord just began to speak to him. He began to tell him some of the things he loved about him and celebrated some of the things he was doing really, really well. And that is just like God, isn't it? He is so full of love. He comes and surrounds you with his love. He's good like that. He's always good, always kind, always loving, never changes, always full of hope, always full of love. He's never panicked like we are. He's just, my greatest priority is for you to know that you are loved. And so he began to tell him some of the things he was really loved about Tony, and then he began to talk to him, and he said, I'd like to see you get some things in order. He said, and he spoke to him about his health. He spoke to him, you know, with his eating and exercise, and spoke to him about his emotions, that he needed to start stewarding his emotions better, and spoke to him about his time, about stewarding his time. And so Tony was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And he spoke to him about taking the promises of God and meditating on them and really just marinating and giving his full attention to the promises of God. So he did all of those things. He started eating right, he started exercising, and he started really studying about how to steward his emotions well and his time well. And every day he went and he just found every healing scripture throughout the Old Testament, New Testament. And every day he would physically write one out, and then meditated on it all day long. At night time, he'd listen to healing scriptures as he'd go to sleep. And he just had it in his face, in his head, in his heart, in his mind all day long. And I was asking him about this a little bit when we were talking. Pastor Aaron and I were chatting with our Glory City Network pastors. We've got a whole network of pastors and leaders from all different cities around the place. And we were just asking him, you know, really practically, let's drill down. What did it look like for you? What do you mean you meditated on it all day? What do you mean? He said, well, I'd go about my day, and if I'd suddenly feel a bit short of breath or I felt a symptom, instead of just letting that symptom stay, or he'd just begin to speak the word that he was meditating on for that day, and he'd say, well, thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed. Thank you, God. And begin to bring the scripture. Instead of allowing fear to come in when he'd feel the symptom, he'd bring the word of God, which is not carnal, but mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. It's a powerful weapon. The word of God works. So he'd speak it out, and he'd speak it out. When he'd have scary thoughts, and I tell you, the enemy works hard at intimidating us and try to scare us. And you don't have to feel condemned when you have those thoughts. You simply have to know that he is better than your emotions, that he is higher than your thoughts, hallelujah, that his ways are higher, and that his thoughts are trustworthy, yours aren't. And his ways, his promises, they are faithful even when your emotions are wobbly. I love it. Whenever I'm feeling a little concerned or anxious about something, I remember my wraparound full circle rainbow. And just remember, God has surrounded me with his favor as with a shield. His promises are surrounding me. They're not half done. They're surrounding me. Hallelujah. And God wants you to wage war with these sort of promises, to actually use the word as a weapon offensively against the attacks of the enemy that would try to bring you into fear and condemnation. Amen? Am I speaking to anybody today? And so he'd take it and he'd think about it and he'd apply it when he'd get these concerns. And it was so amazing. He'd get these fears, he'd think about his children, he had his two beautiful miracle daughters, one's married now and has little children, and the other, at the time she wasn't yet married, hadn't finished university, and the enemy had come and whisper, oh, you're not going to get to see her finish uni, you're not going to get to see her married, you're not going to see your grandchildren grow up. That's the old hairy legs the devil comes and, I'm going to do this, it's going to be so terrible. You need to recognize him. His voice sounds like, scary. Scary themes, scary thoughts, but sometimes they just sound, it sounds like your voice, because he disguises himself. Or he sounds rational or reasonable, when in fact it's absolutely contrary to the word of God. The Bible says, take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That is, anything that is contrary to the promises of God, we need to take captive, recognize as an intruder, and not tolerate. Because if you tolerate it, it'll just not just sit there, it'll go and get its friends and try to surround you and overwhelm you. So recognize what it is. Hey, I see you, you liar. No, this is what the word of the Lord says. Amen. And so he'd begin to pull out scriptures like, with long life he will satisfy me and show me his salvation, when he'd hear that sort of lie come against him. And you can do the same thing in whatever circumstance you're going through. When you feel like, oh, what are these people saying about me? You could say, he keeps me safe in his pavilion from the strife of tongues. Hallelujah. When you feel like, what if this happens? What happens? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. He surrounds me with his favor as with a shield. God is for me. Who can be against me? Hallelujah. And you take the word of God and you use it so that you can walk in the victory that you and I have been called to walk in. Amen? Hallelujah. And so this is what it looked like for him. And it was really interesting to hear him speak, talk it out. And so 2 months later, he went back to the doctor and she did the tests. And she said, that 12 centimeter one is now 11 centimeters. The 10 centimeter one is now 8 centimeters. And the 4 centimeter one has disappeared. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So he said, all right, can I have another 2 months? She said, all right, you can have another 2 months. Just keep doing whatever you're doing. So he kept doing it, and he kept on. He was looking after his health, stewarding his emotions, stewarding his time, and taking the word of God every day, really seriously. Like, every day, I'm going to write out one of these healing scriptures. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to listen to healing scriptures as I go to sleep at night. And he did this. 2 months later, went back again, had another test. The tumors had shrunk more. And over 9 months, these things just kept shrinking and shrinking until after 9 months, there was no trace of any tumor, cancer in his body whatsoever. Completely healed. And today, like, they're just extraordinary, the miracles they're seeing. They've got people in their church who had, one of the ladies had lymphoma, end-stage lymphoma. It had metastasized into the bones, and you look at the scan and it's just covered in tumors all the way through, and then you look at another scan and it's all in the bones, and it was really bad. And she didn't find out until it was quite advanced. And so Tony went to the hospital, prayed for her, And they did another scan, completely clear, totally, totally clear. They had another lady, the lady who does prophetic art. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer. Tony prayed for her. She had the scan. She had everything. Prayed for her. She went home and she passed the tumor. She took a picture of it for the doctor, went to the doctor, said, I think I just passed that tumor. And he said, you know, checked it all out, examined her, did the test, did another scan, said, well, yes, you actually did. And it's all gone. There's nothing there. There's not even any residue of it. Completely healed. Remarkable. So I want to encourage you. Your breakthrough is not just about you walking in health, you walking in victory. Your breakthrough is a testimony that will encourage other people. It's also something that you can say, I remember when. I remember when God did this. I remember when God did that. Hallelujah. And that's what David would do. I remember when God gave me the victory over that bear and over that lion. I remember how God did that. And God will do that when it comes to this Philistine. And that is how we go from glory to glory and strength to strength, by stewarding the testimonies and fighting with the Word of God, making a decision that His Word is better than my emotions, my experience, or even with the logic that might be coming to try and persuade me that it's impossible. For with God, all things are possible. Hooray! Praise the Lord. That's a happy story, right? Yeah. Yeah, it is. He's not dead. He's surely alive. Hallelujah. I'll start a song, I tell you. My life's a musical. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm going to read you some of these scriptures, because I just heard that, and I've heard him share it before, but not to that detail. And so I just, one of our other leaders, Lars, sent through some people who would speak out healing declarations based on scriptures. You can go online, you'll find plenty of resources that can help you find healing scriptures all the way through scripture. Personalize them. You can make them a declaration as you hear the promise. You can speak it out and declare it, calling those things that be not as though they are. Who likes to speak life? Hallelujah. Powerful thing to do. For the life and death is in the power of the tongue. What you declare, what you speak is really important. It's important not to come into agreement with what the enemy wants to do and what he wants to say, but to speak out what God wants to say. Amen? Hallelujah. I did it when I had a nodule on my vocal cords and I could hardly speak, and I definitely couldn't sing. I was speaking like this and it was so painful. And I just felt the Lord tell me to do this. I began to declare, I have a beautiful singing voice and my voice is strong and clear. And I did it every day for 3 months. Well, I have a beautiful singing voice, and my voice is strong and clear. And it hurt to say it. But I knew that God has called us to call those things that be not as though they are, to begin to declare and to speak what is the will of God. How do I know it was the will of God to heal me? Because the Bible says He healed all their diseases. He healed all who came to Him, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He's still healing all who come to Him. Hallelujah. He promises that I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hallelujah. And we're going to just read some of these scriptures. I began to pull them out on Tuesday night after I heard Tony's testimony, just because there's many, many people who write into us, many who come to the miracle meetings, and I just want to encourage you. This is a really powerful thing for us to do, to engage with God, with His Word, in a way where we are not being passive, but we are taking it in faith, believing this is what He says, and I'm going to use it as a weapon against the enemy. For the entrance of the Word brings light. Hallelujah. Understanding to the simple. And you can watch the tables turn. The enemy's plan is to deceive you and intimidate you, to make you believe, oh, it's all over, Red Rover, you're in big trouble now. Oh, this is really serious, you're going to die. Yeah, he does. He's a nasty one. And he doesn't play fair. And that's his plan, to intimidate you. Ah, hey, you're scared yet? Ah, you should be. It's going, oh, this is really bad. Let's talk about how bad it is. Why don't you Google how bad it is? Yeah, go on. I dare you. Ha, ha, ha. Let's read about all the symptoms and the side effects. Yeah, oh, that's bad. Oh, that's really bad. Oh, you probably got that too. Hey, ha, ha, ha. That's what he's like. I tell you, the Word of God's better than Google. Hallelujah. And it has much more life. God bless Google. But I tell you what, this is where the Word of Life is found. This is where hope is found. Praise the Lord. Just whatever you need to do to get it into you, do it. I've got the Word of Promise app. They don't pay me. This isn't an advertisement. But it's really, I like it because it's a dramatized version of the Word in that they just read the Scripture. So it's just Scripture. Don't get cranky. It's just the Word of God, someone reading the Bible. But they read it with different voices for different characters. And when the swords are clashing or when the horses are coming, you can hear them. And it's just really engaging because otherwise, if I'm listening to lots of audio Bible, I tend to sometimes just wander in my thoughts. But when you've got that, you know, the dramatized version, it's like, oh, I'm really engaged, I'm listening, there we go, very excellent, hallelujah. And God said, and he speaks, I don't know if they know how God sounds, but it's really engaging. So, but do whatever you have to do. I put the Word of God on while I'm driving or while I'm getting ready. Just listen to it. And then I like to study it myself, read it, meditate on it, write it out and just get it, think about it during the day. What was your word for the day? What did God speak to you today? Every day he's got a promise for you in the Word of God. He's got daily bread for you. Just like he sent the manna every day, he gives something fresh for you. There's a promise for you every day. Did you find yours today? If you haven't, it's still waiting for you. You can go and find it tonight. Take it and let it be what God speaks to you today and then think about it through the day. Talk about it with each other. We love to talk about, what are you reading at the moment? It's just wonderful. We were at Rebecca's birthday party the other night And I was talking to Rachel and Andre, and the conversation is, you know, I'm reading Galatians at the moment. Oh, I'm reading 1 Kings, and oh, it's so interesting. And just talking about what you're reading with each other, talking about the Word of God, it's powerful and it's wonderful. Iron sharpens iron. I tell you, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but there is so much richness when the believers get together and they talk about the Word of God, when they talk about Jesus, when they talk about what the Lord has done, when they talk about the way that they are encountering him, what the Bible has been speaking to their hearts. It's a powerful, powerful thing to encourage one another. We're to get together and talk about him. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, let it be in your mouth, in your conversation. Hallelujah. And it's beautiful. So I began to go through Scripture and I began to look at different healing declarations people have made. You can find like 101 healing declarations. There's all sorts of great resources out there. But you take the word and then you just begin to use it as a weapon. You can decree it. You can personalize it, just like I did with Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. A powerful, powerful prayer you know you can have, because whatever you ask according to the will of God, you can have. And then you wage war with it by personalizing it, declaring it. So you can begin, for example, you could begin with Exodus, hallelujah. Exodus 15, 26. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then instead of speaking it out, I am the Lord that healeth thee, you can do that if you want to, or you can just begin to say, the Lord is the Lord who heals me. My God is my healer. The Lord heals me. You know, I sing it. I'm a scripture and song girl from born a long time ago. Hallelujah. In the olden days, they used to sing scripture. It was awesome. In the 70s, oh, Brian, you're giving me away now. It's true. I was born 1970. Hallelujah. I'm still a spring chicken, according to Barry. Praise the Lord. And we'd sing, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Praise the Lord. It's just straight scripture, beginning to speak it. And I remember one night I was having a health struggle several years ago, and I had a dream. And in my dream, the Lord was singing to me, and he was singing this. I am the Lord that healeth thee. It was so beautiful. I woke up, and all the way through the next day, I began singing. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord that healeth me. You don't have to speak scripture in Old English to make it more holy, but some people read it in the King James. A lot of the scripture and song was written in King James. But it, you know, there isn't something more holy about the King James, by the way. Hallelujah. It's just that it was written in the 1500s, and that's the way they spoke. Do you know the Bible wasn't actually written in Old English? It was written in Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic, and so it's all a translation, so don't get too pedantic. Read them all and enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you don't like it, it's okay. Go and listen to somebody else. Praise the Lord. I was in a meeting when a couple came forward and interrupted the meeting. They said, please, will you pray for our son who's in the hospital? Now, I remembered a story by John G. Lake, who'd been in South Africa and received a prayer request about a lady who was in Wales. And in the spirit, he just saw himself in a vision walking into the room and laying hands on her, and she was healed. So when this couple interrupted, I remembered that story. You know, there's great power in the testimony. And as I went to pray, I actually went into a vision where I saw myself go into his hospital room and lay hands on him. Well, I didn't find out till 7 years later that at that very moment, that young man had been healed of end-stage lymphoma. He had tumors all through his body, but God instantly delivered him. I tell you that to say nothing is impossible. When you go to pray, make sure you mix your faith with what you're asking, because whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you've received it and it will be yours. I have more stories like this and encouragements to begin to speak life in faith in my book, Speak Life.